You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with mediapreneur magnate who goes by the name of Bond, Tracy Bond. She's not only an Amazon best-selling entrepreneurship author, but real-life double agent Bond girl. A former press advisor to presidents, dignitaries, as an award-winning Pulitzer Publishing newspaper executive, today Bond makes international headlines with VIPs and celebrities as both a United States press agent and chief publicist with Beneficence.com, a new media prolific personage PR agency. Bond says you can easily source her online presence, securing spotlight using new media for her accomplished entrepreneur and clientele by coaching and crafting their newsworthy storylines into PR news headlines that builds an audience and media relationship platforms for an increase in their exposure. Show and tell. Bond also hosts a weekly Speak Into the Podlight PR radio podcast. This March, Bond is set to premiere her new TV channel on the Women's Broadcasting Television Network, WTVN.TV, where you betcha she'll be PR directing media traffic, disrupting out-of-control communications to over 16 million viewers and counting. Tracy, certainly a pleasure to have you with us this morning here on Enterprise Radio.
Wow, it's great to be here, Eric, and man, did I really do all that?
Yeah, it's almost hard to believe. So much to be proud of, though, right? So what is a mediapreneur, Tracy? How do you define that for the listening audience to kick things off today?
Well, for me, a mediapreneur, Eric, is someone who is operating or has started up a business operation in the media industry and marketplace.
And what kind of clientele do you provide new media PR services for?
Well, since this is an entrepreneurship show, entrepreneurs are at my heart. I'm one, and being in the mediapreneur space, hey, I get it. An entrepreneur doesn't always need a large PR firm or a large PR agency because, you know, oftentimes you're just that one man or one woman show, and you're trying to build awareness about your brand. Most entrepreneurs that I talk to, the one cloud that really sits over their head is the ones that really feel like they need marketing. So the kind of clients that I service can be experts, CEOs, authors, recording artists. They can be celebrities, maybe perhaps a social business celebrity, an influencer, someone who's very accomplished in an area and wants to take that next step in building awareness about their brand so that they can really impact people with their marketing.
If you would, Tracy, talk to us about how you are delivering coaching and or strategic new media PR services for your clients.
Well, I have a really unique package that I offer. Oftentimes I find that agencies and firms, like I said, they tend to just offer traditional PR services, which would be your, you know, press releases, securing spots in the media, maybe on radio or TV, like I'm being featured on today. But I do what's called a niche service of public relations using the new media internet online platform to combine coaching services to really help my clients feel comfortable building media relations, talking to the press, being featured on a radio show. There's just, you know, some industry protocols that really help them be positioned as the go-to person that really, for the person who's listening or viewing their media exposure, solidifying in their mind that they absolutely own their key message, their authorities, and move them to the position of ready to transact with them. And so I do this in a tier setup. So there's those who are startups, they're startup entrepreneurs, they're just really new to their business and also interacting with the public, especially when you set up social media profiles and you're engaging with new followers and building your demographic, really trying to see who your ideal audiences are. And then I have what I call an MVP client, who is someone who maybe has had some experience and has implemented a marketing to a certain extent and said, you know, now I'm ready to really branch out. I want to go all the way. I want to be top. I want to be number one. And then for that category, I'll have a VIP or elite business brand, or someone who is a public figure that says, I absolutely need someone who I can call that can see my vision and really commit in spirit to help me reach my goals with my earned media, with my owned media, my paid media, and my shared media. I call that integrated communications. And I would be that person to do everything from digital press releases and even taking those activities that they're doing in their business, kind of being that professional horn tutor, if you will, and showcasing their stories so that they can get some headline glory. And that, Eric, is absolutely impacting, I would say, 80% of the desired actions or reactions that they want their ideal audience or market to have over their marketing. And so I do this also with a variety of platforms. So being in the media industry in a number of roles, I offer them award-winning radio program spots, and as well as now with my new TV show, even TV interviews, in addition to media pitching and sourcing their relevance via expert quotes, media contributions to hundreds of journalists per day. So it's really, really exciting work.
And it certainly does seem like you really enjoy what you do, and the passion certainly comes out in your message today. We are joined by Tracy Bond, an Amazon best-selling entrepreneurship author and a United States press agent and chief publicist with Benefits.com, a new media prolific personage PR agency here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Tracy, what are the values of your services for entrepreneurs that integrate PR into their marketing strategy and or business plans?
The values are that I help them elevate and manage, first of all, their communications in a way that they can kind of sort of measure the effectiveness of being present in the internet space online, so that their ideal market can identify where they are. And I also ensure that they are really taking responsibility for the perception about their businesses. And that's so important today, Eric, when anyone and everyone can get online and type in a review or, you know, push out a comment, and you don't know really where that's going. So I'm also able to do some key listening and just monitor what's out there about them. For instance, you can go right into a Google search engine, which is the number one used website in the world. And it's interesting to type in a name of the person or their brand and to see how they show up in a Google search. Many times there's information there that's extremely outdated. And I can tell you, as a journalist, I will always think and process things with the mind of a journalist. So we tend to look for the facts, ma'am. We look for dates. We look for locations. And we do a quick scan, especially today. Journalists, I think, just have the they're almost just the prima donnas when it comes to, obtaining good media exposure, because what they do is they look and they get a scan and they see if you look like you are a person who is an integral brand, who is an authority, and your Google searches reveal anything and everything about you that's good or bad. So the values that I'm hearing for clients is they immediately begin to see results. Is I'm making sure that their PR news is absolutely embedded, it is searchable, it is relevant, and oh my gosh, can I just say that relevance is extremely important. Even if you get excellent exposure and you're a one-hit wonder one day, you may not be the next if you are not consistently making sure that your voice and the key message about your brand is ever before your social networks, your professional networks, and your media and press and public audiences. And so that is extremely valuable today when most people are putting out so much content, Eric, that there's a traffic jam. You really want to be able to stand out, and you won't have a lot of time to grab that internet user's attention, that journalist's attention, or even perhaps the professional LinkedIn connection that really wants to get that snapshot to see if you're absolutely who you say you are. And so that's bringing incredible value to my clients. And hey, you know what they say, value equals profit for me and also for them.
No question about that. Now, lastly, how can that CEO, entrepreneur, author, artist, public figure, nonprofit organization, or that small business owner, or even the startup brand founder connect with you to learn if what you offer is best for their business goals?
I make that so easy, Eric, and thank you for asking. I have an online scheduler, and it's right at my website at beneficence.com/PR. You can go actually to beneficence.com, and as soon as you click on take your browser to the website, right at the top, it says Hire Beneficence PR Now, free 30-minute consult. You click the little icon that says Book an Appointment, and you can select any category of interest that you have. Maybe you just really want a radio segment, or maybe you'd like to be an upcoming guest on a TV show, or maybe you'd really like to know about these incredible shooting MVP or elite PR star client packages that I offer. And those are offered in 180-day increments so that you don't just start and stop. You absolutely will see results because you will be consistent in your new media communications and relations. So you can also get a hold of me. You can find me almost anywhere as an example of what I do for my clients in the internet space and marketplaces. We are on Twitter at Beneficence. We are on Instagram at @BeneficencePR_Beverly Hills. And definitely we're on Facebook at Beneficence Prolific Personage PR. And LinkedIn. Can't forget LinkedIn. Beneficence.com. Please visit our company page as well. And a direct email always works to me at the desk. Email desk@Beneficence.com.
Well, Tracy, you certainly have the contact bases covered. Once again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be here.
We have been speaking with Tracy Bond, an Amazon best-selling entrepreneurship author and a United States press agent and chief publicist with Beneficence.com, a new media prolific personage PR agency. And for more information and for contact in all regards, visit Beneficence.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.